So I'll skip this side. So most of you are probably familiar with the way MySQL and Postgres do replication. So they have a single node. Everybody writes to that node. The transactions are committed. It's written to the bin log in MySQL. And in Postgres, there are like 500 ways to do it, with the write-ahead log being one of them. But the concept is roughly the same. So the transaction commits. So you can think of it as a queue with a single producer, multiple consumers. That's the abstraction. No big deal. Quite straightforward. Oh, sorry. TiDB is the database that developed by PingCap. So it is a multi-writer, but not in the sense of Postgres and MySQL. So it is a disaggregated compute and store. So you can have n number of nodes, m numbers, compute nodes for SQL, for example, and m number of nodes for storage. It doesn't have the concept of a primary node. So the data is automatically sharded, and the shards are spread across the storage nodes. And each of those storage nodes, think of it as a page, conceptually. It's called a region or a tablet in Spanner. It's inspired by Spanner. And each of those pages is a raft group. So the scale at which TiDB is usually used is about, let's say, 250 terabytes is quite common. And with a default page size of 256, that's roughly about a million pages that are, so that's a million raft groups. Each page is made up of three other pages that are part of a raft group. So for TiDB, it's not as simple as Postgres or MySQL. So your mental model has to change. And if you understand that part, then the rest of whatever I have on the slides will make more sense. So that's the challenge we are solving. And the other thing that I want to highlight that is very different from both of these, TiDB does online schema change, which means, unlike MySQL and Postgres, the replication doesn't block. Because in MySQL and Postgres, once there's a DDL, you have to wait till the DDL is finished, and then the rest of the changes move. TiDB doesn't work like this. In TiDB, DDL is online. It's happening in the background. And so if the change is coming in the replication stream from changes to the same table or other table, the replication stream is still being propagated. So that's how TiDB works. So for TiDB, all this happens external to the storage nodes. So the entire CDC is a distributed system in itself, an HA distributed system in itself. It's not just connecting one socket to another socket running somewhere and just streaming data. It's not as simple as that. There is an entire HA system that has to store some of the state so that the back pressure, because the nodes that are producing the data also have their own raft logs. And you don't want to block them because you can't read the data fast enough. So they have to store some state. And if they crash, they have to resume and not have to start from the last checkpoint. So it's a far more complicated and complex problem. So if you get that mental model correct, the rest of the slides will make more sense, hopefully. So in this diagram, you can see lots of data coming in. They're all writing to the raft nodes or TiKV nodes. Then those events are collected and they're sorted. So the two main events that are important parts of the stream are the sorting, because you have multiple writers writing, right? So you need to order those events so that when you send them downstream, they receive them in completely ordered fashion. So that's very important. That's a huge cost in the system. The other thing is you have to handle the schema changes. So I'll get to that in the rest of the slides. So how does it plug into the system? It uses an observer pattern. So the two parts of the raft protocol, the way TiKV uses it. So you get the events coming into the raft log, and once they're committed, then they're applied locally on the storage nodes. And so you put an observer in there that is observing these events, and then it's pushing it to the CDC system. So that's the mental picture you must have. But that's how it does it. So, So this is, I want to highlight this upfront and rather than do it later, because this is very important for to explain one of the bigger challenges that CDC solves. So assuming you have an insert, then you have, let's say, an alter column, and then you have another insert. You have to set the barrier for when the DDL takes place. So one of the things in distributed systems is, I mean, even standalone systems, you need some kind of monotonically increasing counter. If you have that counter, and you can have a strict less than relation, or which in distributed systems would be happens before, you can solve most of these problems. And TidyB does that through a, what's called